Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Cambridge Festival of Ideas programme has launched over 250 public events, most of them free, and celebrating the arts, humanities and social sciences. Pleased to say that David Kane, who is the newly installed Cambridge Festival of Ideas manager, is with us this morning. Morning, David. Welcome to Cambridge Breakfast.
Morning, Julian. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. How are you settling in, then? This is day four for you, I think,
it
isn't
it? It is day four. It's very exciting. And this year's theme is change. So I feel like I'm part of the change of the theme of the festival as well.
I guess so. So this is all put together by the university, I think.
It is, yes. The University of Cambridge pulled together the festival ideas. We work in partnership with Anglia Ruskin and academics and researchers right across the city. And we're kind of the figurehead for it in many ways, the university, but we also kind of, we're an umbrella. We bring together all of the different researchers and we want to share that with people in the city who may be interested in some of the topics, but hopefully it'll be stuff that they've never come across before and it's an entry point into them to the fantastic research which takes place here.
I guess so, because when one could flippantly say it's a way for the university to show off how clever they are, but it's much more than that, isn't it? It's you think of some of the topics, and I know we'll go into those in just a moment or two, you look down the programme and you think, they're doing some stuff on that.
Absolutely. And when you kind of look, I was saying to somebody recently, it's almost like so many different topics which impact our lives in so many different ways, and often ways you don't think about, and they say we'll delve into some of the topics within there. But there's a whole range of things. You know, there's exhibitions, there's film screenings, there's talks, there's family events, so people can take their children into the different museums and workshops. There's an Arctic Family Day I'm looking forward to. So we've got a whole bunch of different stuff which people can engage with, and hopefully, always say about kind of research, it's kind of what you want people to have is that I didn't know that moment. Mm. We really want people in Cambridge to come along and go, I didn't know there's research, but I didn't know that about the place that I live or the world that I live in.
Well, let's delve into the programme then. Let's just pick out some of the highlights. And I guess the important thing to stress, it's not happening until next month. But actually, now's a pretty good time because even though the events are free, they're still ticketed.
Absolutely. So the event takes place from the 14th to the 27th of October. Whole range of events across those 2 weeks. Bookings actually open on Monday the 23rd of September.
Okay.
11 a.m. to 3. But our festival brochure is out there. So our programme's out and about. If you're around the city, do pick up a brochure. You'll see our posters. And also online, you can access the full programme as well. So do have a look now. Pick out your favourites. See what you might want to come along to. And once we get to Monday the 23rd of September, you can book into the events. And
excellent.
Most of them are free as well, but booking is essential.
Right.
Okay, so what would you recommend? already I'm into the pick your favourite children question.
Well, there's so many things to recommend over 250 events. We've got some kind of key headline stuff to pick out. Obviously, political change, so present in all of our lives at the moment. There's a special live edition of the popular podcast Talking Politics.
Is that David Runciman's one?
No, we've actually got David Runciman's coming in. He's doing a talk about how democracies change.
Okay.
So that's later on. We've also got a panel debate on the 2020 US presidential elections, because that'll be coming up soon as well. We've got a whole discussion around kind of climate change and how that impacts our lives and environmental issues. So we've got Ed Miliband and Dr. Emily Shookborough are in conversation about environmental justice as well. So they're kind of a headline stuff, but it's much more than headline stuff. Obviously, these key figures are really important to the festival. We've got things around Stonewall at 50. I'm looking into
50. Goodness me. Yeah.
We're looking at that side of things. We've got a big focus on women's history and the story of women in Cambridge as well. There's a talk called These Four Walls, A Secret History of Women Home Workers, which is an exhibition which explores themes about women's lives at home and how they balance that in the city and the research which goes on.
I know that I have to declare an interest here because I'm involved in one on, I think there's like the main Saturday, isn't there, really, where there's so much action happening. And I think I'm just, introducing other people who are far, far brighter than I am on the subject of artificial intelligence and how that, everything, I think, from how Netflix works out what movies we want to be, we should be recommended onwards. But that's part of a whole collection, I think, and I remember from previous years in the area of the faculty up on the West Road, you can just move from room to room to room, can't you? Going from talk to talk.
Absolutely. So Saturday the 19th of October, which is the middle weekend of the 2 weeks, that's our big event day. So there's fantastic events happening throughout the 2 weeks, but that day is our big focus. And if you want to just come for one day and delve into as many different things around the topic of change and different things like exhibitions and talks and hands-on events as well, that's the day to focus on, to come if you've only can come for one day. A whole range of things. And it was interesting you're saying about your own piece there in artificial intelligence, because it sounds quite a big complicated topic, but when you actually break it down and say to people, it's about Netflix, it's about YouTube, it's about how we respond to the world and how change, you know, in terms of especially technology, is moving at a real pace. I mean, change is always present, but at the moment it feels like change is everywhere.
Well, yeah, because of the pace. Absolutely. It is moving fast, but I think underlines really across the whole piece and all of the sessions within the Festival of Ideas, it's that it's within our everyday lives. These aren't things that are that far off at all. It's when you're sitting down and being recommended a movie, just as much as, you know, anything to do with the quantum physics.
Absolutely. And it, you know, this is very much a public festival, although it is, you know, run by the University of Cambridge and academics and researchers are pulling the programme together. It's a public festival. It's for the people of Cambridge to come along and to visit the sites where the university is, but also to have an entry to some topics which might inspire them, it might shape their lives, it might give them a better understanding of the world around them.
And is it important to the university to get that message out there?
Absolutely, because, you know, people can think, oh, it's not for me. I think that's always the thing you have in terms, especially academic and research, it can sound very complicated. It's for, you know, people who are specialists, who are studying for 4 years or 8 years. The message from universities is, this is for the public and this is for the city. We want everybody to engage with this. We want to inspire people who are young and old to come and learn new things and to see how the university can help them understand and, you know, the world that they live in and help them map a way through it.
Yeah, now the programme, as you say, is around now. What sort of places can people pick that up from?
Right across the city. So anywhere, you know, local libraries, local community spaces, but, you know, the shopping centres, everywhere that you see leaflets about and programmes about, you can find it. We've got posters up as well right around the city. But also if you go along online as well to www.festivalofideas.com. .cam.ac.uk. Hopefully, if you search under Festival Ideas, it should bring us out.
Add in Cambridge. I think there's a rival one in Bristol or somewhere.
There is. Look for Cambridge.
Make sure you get the correct one. Of course, and booking is the other important thing. And that's a little bit later. That's in
Monday, 23rd of September, from 11 till 3. And then you can book any time after that to events. But be quick, because these events go very quickly once booking's open.
Well, I know this is the thing. I've noted a couple of the the political ones. For example, I might be interested in attending those, so I need to it's like concert tickets, isn't it? You just got to wait and get in at the right moment.
Absolutely. We're not quite as big as Glastonbury, but from a research point of view, make sure you're there at kind of 11 o'clock on the 23rd to book the tickets that you want.
I don't know, 250 public events, that's pretty big. David Kane, manager of the Cambridge Festival of Ideas, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Cambridge 105 Radio.